Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir. Are you interested in seeing the features of the recently released Rev55 coffee maker? I'm giving a demonstration in just a few minutes.
I've heard great reviews about that device, and I'd love to see it in action. But I'm in a hurry this afternoon. I want to take bus 103 downtown, and it's departing soon.
No problem. How about I give you a brochure so you can read up on the Rev55 in your spare time?
Sure.
Number 32.
What does the woman want the man to do?
Number 33.
Why does the man want to leave quickly?
Number 34.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I'd like to use one of the library's computers to do some research on Renaissance art. Could you show me how to sign in?
I'm sorry, but the computers are being used for a class at the moment, so they're not currently available to patrons. That'll be finished shortly, though, in about 15 minutes.
Oh, I see. Then should I stop by here again?
To save time, you just go straight to the lab upstairs and wait there. Sign-in instructions are posted on the door.
Number 35.
Where does the conversation take place?
Number 36.
Why is the woman unable to help the man?
Number 37.
What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I saw your advertisement for the community marathon, and I'm wondering if I can sign up for it over the phone.
Sorry, but that can only be done through our website, using the form posted on the homepage. However, please be aware that registration closes at midnight tonight. It was supposed to be next week, but we can't handle more than 5,000 athletes, so we had to adjust the enrollment period.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm flying out for a business trip tomorrow, so I'll make sure to take care of this tonight.
That's the best way to guarantee that you don't miss out.
Number 38.
What is the man trying to do?
Number 39.
What does the woman tell the man about?
Number 40.
What does the man plan to do tomorrow? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Rajan, did you receive the memo regarding the investors' meeting? We're going to meet in Willow Hall instead of Pine Hall, as the sound system in Pine Hall is malfunctioning.
Are you sure that's wise? Willow Hall can only seat 25 people. I thought our guest list was closer to 40.
It is, but Mr. Padilla is going to take the table out and set up the chairs in rows, facing forward, so I don't anticipate any issues.
Okay. If he needs assistance, tell him I can lend him a hand.
Number 41.
What has changed about the meeting?
Number 42.
Why is the man concerned about the change?
Number 43.
According to the woman, what will Mr. Padilla do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Teresa, I've just finished analyzing the responses to the customer survey you created.
Did you identify any trends that need our immediate attention?
We scored well on most categories, but there were numerous complaints about raising our prices last month. We're charging nearly 10% more than our competitors.
There's not much we can do about that because of the supplier's charge for raw materials. However, I'll speak with the finance team to see if they have any ideas about where we could make other cuts.
Number 44.
What does the man say he has done?
Number 45.
What did the speaker's company do last month?
Number 46.
What does the woman plan to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Zellers. This is Caitlin calling from the Orchard Dental Clinic. You have an appointment for tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., but I noticed that no one has input the name of your insurance provider or policy number.
I don't currently have a provider, so I was planning to pay the entire fee on my own. I'm confident that I can personally cover any costs. You accept credit cards and cash, don't you?
Yes, we do. The initial checkup fee is €80. Our website lists the prices for other services, such as teeth whitening. You might want to check those out before you come.
Number 47.
Why did the woman call the man?
Number 48.
What does the man inquire about?
Number 49.
What does the woman recommend doing? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Frank Charla. I reserved a taxi to pick me up tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. from 891 Blair Street and take me to Kenyon Airport. I'm wondering if I can change to a van because there will be three additional people with me.
Unfortunately, Mr. Charla, all of our vans are booked at that time, but I can reserve two taxis for you instead.
Is that the only way? It'll be much more expensive than I had planned.
I know what you mean. The best I can do is give you 25% off the second taxi. That will help to keep your costs down.
Number 50.
What does the man want to change about his reservation?
Number 51.
Why does the man say, "Is that the only way?"
Number 52.
What does the woman offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good luck tonight, you two. You've both been nominated in the Best New Employee category, right?
Yes, it's quite an honor.
Right. I'm pleased just to be recognized as a nominee.
What would you do if you won? Have you prepared a speech to give on stage?
I haven't. I didn't want to assume anything.
I wrote down some notes, but that's only because I am terrified of public speaking, especially in such a formal setting.
Well, no matter what happens, I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Oh, it looks like the company president is about to take the stage.
We'd better get seated somewhere.
Number 53.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 54.
What does the man say he is nervous about?
Number 55.
What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Behane, have you had any success in filling the job opening in the development office?
Not yet. Plenty of candidates responded to our job posting, but none of them have the experience we need to manage the fundraising efforts of the university.
I know someone who would be perfect for the job. His name is Theo Gomez, and he lives in the apartment across the hall from mine. He's been doing fundraising work for over 5 years now, and he's looking for a new job these days.
I'd love to see his resume. Would you give him my email address so he can send it to me?
Number 56.
What problem does the woman mention about the recruitment process?
Number 57.
How does the man know Mr. Gomez?
Number 58.
What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Greg, we're nearly set for our team strategy meeting, but there's a problem with room 2. Its projector and screens have been removed.
Ah, we can use the client lounge. There's a projector in there. One thing, though, I'd like for Randy from the product development team to come to this meeting, if he can.
Hi, guys. Did I hear my name?
Yes. I'm wondering if you can attend our team strategy meeting this afternoon.
Oh, well, actually, I just started a new project today.
I understand. No worries.
All right, then. We may need more chairs in the lounge, so I'll move a few in there now.
Number 59.
According to the woman, what is a problem with a room?
Number 60.
Why most likely does Randy say, "I just started a new project today"?
Number 61.
What will the woman probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and information.
Aren't you going out for lunch today, Kevin? I thought you usually eat with some of your team members on Wednesdays.
Usually I do, but today I brought some soup so I could eat quickly and get back to work. It's called Swift Cup, and I tried a sample of it when I was at Eagle Supermarket yesterday.
It looks like it's easy to prepare. You just heat it up in the microwave, right?
Yeah, the heating instructions are on the packaging here. Let's see. This microwave has a wattage of 900, so my soup will be ready fairly shortly.
Number 62.
Where is the conversation most likely taking place?
Number 63.
What does the man indicate about Swift Cup?
Number 64.
Look at the graphic. For how long should the man run the microwave? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to purchase this Plymouth brand watch. I love the sophisticated look of the leather strap and the sleek design.
I'm glad you found something you like, sir. Your total comes to $89.60. Do you plan to give the watch as a gift?
No, I'm just buying it for myself.
All right. We just started offering a gift wrapping service, but I guess you don't need that.
Not this time, but I'll keep that in mind. And this coupon is valid until the end of the month, right?
Yes, but you aren't eligible to use it for this purchase, so I'll let you hang on to that.
Number 65.
What does the man mention that he likes about the item?
Number 66.
What does the woman ask the man about?
Number 67.
Look at the graphic. Why is the man most likely unable to use the coupon? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Preparations for Thursday's meeting are underway. Once they see the demonstration of our prototype, I'm sure they'll be interested in investing in the product.
I agree. You're holding the meeting in the conference room on the third floor, right?
Yes. Since we've just completed the renovation work for all of the offices and meeting spaces on that floor, I think it'll make a good impression. I've drawn a layout of how the room is to be set up.
All right. That looks reasonable. Remember that the representatives from Tully Incorporated are arriving late, so they should sit nearest to the exit. And the visitors from the Swanson Corporation have requested to be up front.
Number 68.
What is the purpose of Thursday's meeting?
Number 69.
What has the speaker's company recently done?
Number 70.
Look at the graphic. Where should the representatives from Tully Incorporated sit?